We know that motivation, human motivation, is a function of necessity and desire. And you said the word desire. Now, you know what needs to be done. We can tell people the science is there. It's irrefutable. Why do we have such a strong problem with non-compliance, with people that start the programs and then they struggle? They struggle with food, they struggle with diet, they struggle with training, they struggle with doing the work that needs to be done. Can you explain that?
You know, people ask me over the years, I'm now 78 years of age, work out regularly, working 60 hours a week. Is there any word that would explain your success, physically, professionally, whoever it may be? I thought about that for a long time. And I finally came up with the word discipline, highly disciplined. Ask my staff. First one here in the morning, last one to leave, very faithful exercise program. My weight's the same as it was when I was in high school. And I don't smoke, I don't drink, I'm highly disciplined. Very strong in my beliefs, I study my Bible daily, and I was pleased to see that paraphrase in Proverbs 13:18 was a statement, shame and poverty come to those who are not disciplined. I think that's what we lack in America, in Canada, is a sense of discipline. We go the easy way. We go the way that's not difficult, non-sweating. I think that's the major reason why that we have obesity problems, we have drug problems, we have gang problems, is the lack of discipline. The other thing, too, and we found this with testing these children, as well as testing all the adults that come to this clinic, it's a four-step approach that we use to try to get them involved and keep them involved, not a one-time affair. The first step is to have a very thorough evaluation. Find out what your percent body fat is. How does it compare with people in your age group? Find out what your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your time on the treadmill, aerobic fitness, how does it compare? People are usually shocked about how they compare with other people, their age, their sex. That's a great motivator. Number two, it must be an educational motivational experience. That's why our physicians see only three patients a day. Spend an hour and a half with each patient so we can educate them, can motivate them. Number three, we give them recommendations on how to change their lifestyle. They're safe, effective, and realistic. Don't overwhelm the patient when he comes in who's overweight, smoking, drinking too much, totally inactive. You tell these people you got to stop smoking, stop drinking, lose weight, start exercising. You overwhelm them. They won't come back. You got many problems. Let's take them one at a time. That's number three. And then number four is get them back. Follow up. That's the best way to ensure progress, to keep them motivated, is have discipline number one and have a discipline program they have to follow number two. Get them back, monitor progress, and that's the reason we've had such great success.
Now, you and I both know there are millions of good athletes that eat terribly. They eat french fries, hamburgers, they have milkshakes, they drink pop as a staple. A lot of these are kids growing up in the public school system. Now, how important is nutrition?